And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
It's become a Coastside fundraising tradition. We are talking about the annual Wine Tasting Fall Fundraiser, benefiting the Table of Plenty, a weekly supper for the hungry. Sister Jeanette is a driving force behind this labor of love. Well, Sister Jeanette, welcome back to Coastside Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, you have a big event coming up in a relative few days from now on Saturday, November 18th. You have your wine tasting fundraiser for the Table of Plenty project. Before we talk about that, I want to go back a little bit, especially for listeners that are not aware of what you're doing, and share with us why this came about. What was the genesis for Table of Plenty?
Well, I think it's a beautiful story, actually, and I'm happy to share it. In 2012, Clyde Beffa, a longtime parishioner at Our Lady of the Pillar and co-owner of KNL Wines, and he's also the wine director, went to one of our parish priests, Father Charlie Fermeglia, and said, "You know, Father, I would love to do something in honor of my mother, Lydia." Father Charlie and he bounced around some ideas, and eventually Father Charlie suggested, why not a Table of Plenty, which is a beautiful communion hymn. Father had noticed that many people had been coming to the parish that were in need, that were hungry. The Table of Plenty was, the idea was born with that wonderful suggestion. Father Charlie and Clyde said, let's go with that. And so our parish family responded. They were very enthusiastic. We began, starting every Thursday, serving a warm, tasty meal to whomever came to the door. And they were graciously and warmly welcomed with greeters. And with all the love and care that we could muster, we prepared a warm, tasty meal. And what we found is that this was an oasis. It created a safe, welcoming space where the elderly, struggling families, the homeless, anybody could come and enjoy a sense of community as well as the food. And I think the biggest learning for us is that we realized that people hunger for more than food. It was the warmth and the recognition. Musicians began to volunteer their time, so we have live music every Thursday. That adds just a delicious, I call it the cherry on top of the sundae. It just adds a lovely dimension to the meal.
Well, I was just going to say, what you're doing is different. I mean, we are blessed in this community with a lot of organizations that are reaching out to those in need food-wise. There are organizations and churches that have breakfasts and meals that they provide for people. But what you're doing is, as you say, is a little bit different. It's has a kind of a different twist, because unlike somebody that might serve a meal on a paper plate, for example, I don't know if they do, but just to use as an example, what you do is pretty stylish.
Well, yes, you know, beauty matters, and so we have, thanks to a generous benefactor, table linens, and there's always fresh flowers on the table. Another special dimension is that we have high school students, actually junior high school students, up to octogenarians that serve the meal. And each server is responsible for a table of 8 guests. And I always remind them that we honor the dignity and the sacredness of each individual. And their responsibility is to make those 8 people feel loved and cherished, and make a fuss over them. And may they enjoy not only every morsel of the meal, but the companionship at the table. So you're right. I even think the white shirts I ask them to wear, and our black bib aprons, and then they have their badge with their logo on it and the name, reminds them of their job. And they love it. And, you know, we have some of our students have been with us They're seniors in high school, and some have gone off to college, and they've been with us since we opened. And it's really it's fun to have them come back after they're college folks now, and they just came by to see how we're doing and if there's some way to help. And that's delightful to see that they've taken ownership for this particular ministry.
Well, it's certainly different than the proverbial soup kitchen, as it were, and the fact that the people that come, you're honoring them and giving them dignity and giving them self-worth, as well as giving them a free meal.
You know, all of those that are working to feed the hungry are doing exactly that. But each of us do it in our own unique way. I am so impressed with the Half Moon Bay community. We have several groups that are addressing the needs of the hungry. You know, hunger does not take a holiday. And I've got to know and collaborate with the various members in the community who are also working to try to meet the needs of those who are in need.
With that having been said, of course, it still takes funding. It takes money to get the job done. And that's a way we can transition into your fundraiser. Now, you do one fundraiser a year, so you're not always asking people for money. This is one event, and it's so well received in the community that basically it pretty much funds your needs for the entire year. So it's coming up on November 18th. Tell us where it's going to be held and what people can expect to find when they get there.
The event is going to be held at the IDES Hall on Main Street, and it's Saturday the 18th from 5 to 7. And you're right, it's our one, we're so blessed that we don't have to have hat in hand asking for money repeatedly during the school or during the year. For $35, they come and they can taste wines from all around the world. We have several groups that are making beautiful hors d'oeuvres. We'll have a couple tables with charcuterie and beautiful imported cheeses. It's lots of fun. Last year, I had a moment on the stage to welcome people, and when I looked out and I saw that hall filled with people laughing and having such a good time, I thought, oh, this isn't just a fundraiser. It's a community event, and everyone seems to be having a great time.
Well, I have to say, and this is not meant just because you're here and we're having this interview, but my wife and I have gone to several of these functions, and you're right. It's a wonderful social opportunity as well. You see so many people. You see, we have a sense of community here, being a small, tight-knit community, that you see people that you know, and so it becomes almost a festive occasion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the wines, I mean, we like reds ourselves, but even in that category, I mean, boy, there's so much to choose from.
And what I love is that Clyde has and his daughter Carrie have trained our wine pourers, so they're very knowledgeable about the wine. They're not just going to fill your glass. They're going to tell you a little bit about it or as much as you like about the wine. Yes, it is a great, I say it's a great party. In addition to that, you're helping us so that we can continue this ministry, which has flourished. As a matter of fact, you know that by the end of 2017, the table will have served 36,500 warm, healthy meals. We have grown. We really have. So that's a thrill, too, to know that this labor of love is able to nourish a significant number of members of our community.
Now, speaking of the Table of Plenty on a weekly basis, for those that might want to come and partake, where is the Table of Plenty? Where is it held?
925 Main Street at Senior Coastsiders in their main hall or room that we've turned into a beautiful dining room. We start at 2 o'clock preparing, and I talk about a well-oiled machine. Those volunteers come in, they know what their job is, and within an hour or so, it's beautiful. Table set, flowers on the table, everything is
what
just
time
beautiful.
Is dinner served?
Dinner is served promptly at 6, and they have two or three people at least at the door to individually warmly welcome them. And I think for me, one of the most exciting things is to come to know their names and their stories. They're part of our family. There are some that have been coming every Thursday since we've opened our doors, so that's lovely, too, to be able to get to know the community.
Well, I know that when you started out several years ago, Kathy and I, we decided that we would go just to see what it was all about, since it's open to anybody. And So we came and we partook, and it was great. I mean, we felt very warm and welcome. As you say, many of the servers are students, which is good for them to learn how to serve and care for others.
Absolutely. And because they all are, it's mandated to receive their food handler certificate, the California state requirement, that has enabled some of our teenagers to get jobs for the summer. They love to say, well, you know, sister, when I walked in for an application, I said, and they pull out their food handler certificate. As I said, it thinks that gave them an edge, so I hope it did.
Well, it goes back to that old adage, it's more blessed to give than to receive. They give and they receive.
Absolutely.
So that's great. Hey, listen, thank you so much for coming in and visiting with us. And here's to another wonderful wine tasting event coming up Saturday, November 18th.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jim.
Save the date this Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the IDES Hall on Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Get your tickets by going to winetasting6.eventbrite.com, or you can buy them at the door. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Every decade has its own social and event signature. What were things like in 1978? Host Cameron Palmer invites you to find out by taking a ride in the KHNB Time Machine, coming right up on your Coastside Community Station, FM and AM, KHNB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHNB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000. Or email us, news@khmbradio.com. It's polka dot time.
Polka dot doo-doo-doo. Polka dot pants, polka dot pants. Polka dot doo-doo-doo. Polka dot pants dance.
Jump over to Granola's on Highway 1 next to BK Motors. With specialty coffees, hot chocolate, and of course, fresh homemade granola. Along with a wide variety of vegan and gluten-free goodies, try the new breakfast bagel sandwich with free Wi-Fi so you can relax and enjoy your meal. Granola's on Highway 1 is open Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 to 4:30. So do your polka dot dance and enjoy Granola's Coffee House today.
Polka dot doo-doo-doo, polka dot pants, polka dot pants, polka dot doo-doo-doo.